SODC update, and this is by Councillors Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. New Chief Executive and new leader now in place. Councillor Maggie Filipova Rivers, Member for Goring and former Deputy Leader, was elected as the new leader of South Oxfordshire District Council in December following the step down of Councillor David Ruan. Adriana Partridge, who was previously one of the deputies, has now taken up her position as the new Chief Executive of South and Vale Councils. Local Government Reorganisation. The government is consulting on the technical details of the three proposals for reorganisation in Oxfordshire, and we await the verdict. Meanwhile, we become more restricted in terms of cost and timings for any suggestions for better or new services. Leisure facilities contract renewed for 3 years. Greenwich Leisure Limited, GLL, who operate under the brand Better, has run 7 leisure facilities in South Oxfordshire and 4 in the Vale of the White Horse, including outdoor pools in both areas, on behalf of the 2 district councils for many years. A short-term contract extension rather than a new long-term deal will provide the greatest flexibility for the new unitary council that will be replacing the 2 districts in the next few years. The new 3-year contract will generate cost savings with no compromise on service, with a focus on quality, accessibility and sustainability. This follows our recent investments in major energy-saving decarbonisation projects across several sites, such as new windows, solar panels, air source heat pumps and external wall insulation. These aim to reduce the council's overall carbon emissions by more than 25%. In South Oxfordshire, the contract covers the following facilities: Didcot Wave, Didcot Leisure Centre, Abbey Sports Centre Berensfield, Tame Leisure Centre, Henley Leisure Centre, Park Sports Centre Wheatley, River Outdoor Pool and Campsite Wallingford. Car parking charges in the next financial year. There will be some minor alterations to car parking charges later this year, but the 1 hour free will remain. Hourly rates will increase by about 5%, but parking permits for a particular designated car park will decrease slightly, as they will be subject to a discount of 50% rather than the current 40% of daily usage. There will also be a consultation on changing car parks to pay on arrival and ticketless, paperless, rather than pay and display. No charge will be made for using the SODC car park in Benson.